The Traveler's Journal, September 27th, in the lost capital of Nabatea. 1,000 years before the birth of Christ, a great kingdom stretched across the Middle East, from the Sinai Peninsula, north through modern Jordan into Syria. Called Nabatea, it occupied a strategic position along the silk and spice routes that ran from China to Rome. Its kings had a city carved into the sheer stone walls of what the Bible calls the Valley of Moses, a narrow, stunning gorge of red and white sandstone streaked with ribbons of yellow and purple. The Nabatean kings named their capital Petra. In its heyday, the city had 30,000 inhabitants, but the kingdom and its capital gradually lost prominence after being annexed by the Roman Empire. Following a devastating earthquake in the year 551 AD, Petra was abandoned. Covered by the desert's shifting sands, it lay completely forgotten by the world for 1,000 years. Just 100 miles southeast of Jerusalem, Petra has only recently become the focus of serious study and excavation. The movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade used one of Petra's magnificent tombs, the Khazneh, as a backdrop. A Byzantine church uncovered just years ago has already yielded scores of ancient scrolls, but scholars claim they are only a hint of Petra's secrets. Ongoing excavations are revealing new discoveries. Though well off the beaten path, Petra is an intriguing and poignant destination for adventurous travelers. Tune in tomorrow when we'll visit an archaeological excavation trying to unearth the secrets of Armageddon. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. For more information, you can explore our site on the World Wide Web. The address is www.travelersjournal.com.